Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. Today is Monday, February 5th, 2024, 9.09 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today,
Bill? Good.
Yeah. Good deal. You have a good weekend?
Man, it was an awesome weekend.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Good deal.
Beautiful. We went on a big bike ride in Moab on Saturday and enjoyed this incredible weather.
Yeah.
It's almost spring-like.
Nice. Yeah.
In some ways, I'm bitter cold in other places too, but it was nice.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Last night, enjoyed the Grammys.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Billy Joel and Tracy Chapman and
Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell and Celine Dion and Stevie Wonder and
yeah,
a few younger people too.
Right.
I can't remember who they are.
No, can't remember those
names. That girl who was in the Disney show, Miley Cyrus.
Oh, yeah.
She had a good night. Yep,
yeah, she did. Taylor Swift. I've heard of her.
Oh, I've heard of her.
She's
a cheerleader or something,
yeah,
isn't
she's
she?
Dating that football player. That's why people know her. That and, you know, having billions of streams or whatever. Maybe that's why she was invited, I guess. She won a 13th Grammy. I think that was a record.
And a 14th, right. Too.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she won the big one later on at the end of the day. But it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, you scoff at these award shows. Oh, those people, they're so out of touch with reality. But I kind of enjoyed it last night.
Yeah, good performances.
Joni Mitchell was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, she wrote that song, I've Looked at Life Through Both Sides Now, when she was 20 years old. She hadn't had a chance to look at life through both sides now. But boy, she has now. And that's just what was a wonderful song 50 years ago. It's just off the charts now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's real touching.
Yeah. Well, the good news is if you like any of those artists, you can probably look up those performances online and listen to them this morning.
Yeah, they're everywhere. Check out the fashion and scoff at the posing. But anyway, it was pretty fun.
Yeah, my favorite was Fast Car's performance with Tracy Chapman and Luke Combs.
Yeah, that was really cool. That was such a cool song back then. And he's lifted it finally became number one with his version of it. Got to number six with hers back in the late 80s. But anyway, that was fun. And she looked awesome, too.
Yeah.
She looked better than anybody out there last night, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty fun. Well, good deal. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com. or call 435-259-7421. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Starting with an alert out of the Montezuma Cortez School District. They made this alert just at 8 a.m. this morning, but the Beach Street Preschool is canceled today due to heating issues. So the Beach Street Preschool is closed for today. Hopefully you didn't drop your preschool kid off, but if you did, they've probably been returned, so be aware of that. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look at some other items, news out of the Glen Canyon National Recreation Area. They're implementing changes to their recreational boat pass fees starting on March 4th. The new tiered boat pass fees are designed to better align a fee structure that will reflect costs associated with needs of vessels on Lake Powell. So currently, the price of a boat pass is based on a flat rate structure of $50 per vessel for an annual pass for one motorized vessel for one calendar year and $30 for a 1 to 7 day vessel pass. The new tiered boat pass fees will be implemented on March 4th, and they'll be based on your boat length, vessel length. New funds will be used to address deferred maintenance needs in locations that support boaters on Lake Powell. They had public comments and an open house on that in September and through October at their headquarters in Page. And felt that they were going to move forward with that. So the Annual passes are still under that old flat fee rates right now, but starting March 4th, you're going to need to upgrade. You'll get credit towards that new rate. So that'll be, of course, there'll be citations if you don't have the proper sticker, proper pass. But yeah, they're changing their boat fees, and it's going to be based on vessel length. So kind of interesting there. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Just to give you an idea of what those fees will be, I was able to look those up, looks like. So personal watercraft, 16 feet and below, that's $20 for the weekly fee, $40 for the annual fee. If you've got a boat, looks like they're in increments about of 20, but 41 to 60 feet, $100 for a weekly fee, $200 for an annual fee, and over 100 feet, $800 and for a weekly fee, $1,600 for an annual fee. Again, so it's tiered about every 20 feet, so 27 to 40 feet, $50 for a weekly fee, $100 for the annual fee. So those fees will rise, and again, it'll rise quite a lot if you've got a bigger houseboat there on Lake Powell.
And if you've already paid, they'll credit you the amount of the lower rate earlier.
Yeah, yeah. You'll have to make up that difference, which it looks like pretty much everyone will be making up some sort of difference. So, that's what's going on Powell. So be aware those boat fee prices are going up, and hopefully that'll help cover some of the infrastructure needs there at Lake Powell. Assuming that there's enough water in it that you can recreate on it, I guess. They had a good year last year, but I don't know. Don't know how Powell's looking this year.
It's going to be interesting to see. Of course, last year we had the 250 reservoirs upstream from Lake Powell that had to fill first before the water spilled on down. And this year they went into the winter much, much, much better shape. So we may not have as much overall flow as last year, but a higher percentage of that will be going to Lake Powell. So anyway, it's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah.
And of course, the next 6 weeks will really determine what that's going to look like.
Right. Yeah. Well, we'll see what Punxsutawney Phil has for Lake Powell, I guess. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings coming your way. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Spring's right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, has all your seed starter needs covered. Garden and flower seeds are here. The January wine sale has been extended through February. Our new shipment of Tannerite will help you celebrate spring with a bang. Plus, Walker Drug offers home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next to Walker's True Value.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant whatever it takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant whatever it takes dealer.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs. Call them today.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com. Or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Celebrate backyard birds during National Bird Feeding Month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. We've got big sales on Ace 40-pound wild bird food and 20-pound black oil sunflower seed. Assorted varieties of Ace bird suet, just $139 apiece. Plus, save on Ace spray paint, yard and garden tools, Flex Seal products, Gorilla Tape, and much more. It's all part of our Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, February 5th, 2024, 9:20 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Kind of a inspirational story in the midst of some sadness, as well as members of communities in Montezuma County are donating proceeds from a high school basketball game to a Dolores family, which is grieving for a teenager who died in a car crash near Flagstaff, Arizona. According to a report from Bailey Duran to the Cortez Journal, 13-year-old Trenton Palicki died January 25th while traveling to a BMX competition in Phoenix with his father and his 17-year-old brother Davian Palicki. Father Aaron remains hospitalized with serious injuries, and the brother suffering minor injuries. Organizers of the fundraisers, been led by school resource officers, asked that fans wear purple, which was Trenton's favorite color. They did that at a couple of games over the weekend, Montezuma Cortez High School game, as well as Dolores game and Mancus game. All of those funds raised to support the Palicki family at this time. And that's continuing tonight as well, as I understand it, is there's going to be proceeds to benefit the family tomorrow at the Mancus game. All gate fees collected during Tuesday's Mancus Blue Jays basketball game will be donated to the Palicki family. And again, they're asking folks to wear purple to remember the 13-year-old. So really a tragic story, but an inspiring story of community coming together there in Montezuma County to support this family. There's a GoFundMe set up as well, and according to the Journal, as of Thursday night, it had $58,000 raised, so I'm sure that there's going to be quite a bit more that's been raised since that time with those basketball games over the weekend. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Of course, as part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services in the Red Rock area.
Yes, it'll be funeral services for Ramona Lara Silas Gomez, age 49 of Cortez, at 10 a.m. on Wednesday at the Airtel Memorial Chapel in Cortez. Memorial services for Lawrence Page Bailey, Larry Bailey, age 89, begin at noon on Friday at the Monticello Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visitation from 11 to 11:45. And a memorial mass for Cecilia Marie Kuykendall will be held at 10 a.m. on Saturday at St. Margaret Mary Catholic Church in Cortez. She passed away on last Tuesday at the age of 59. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Airtel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a break and be back here on Red Rock 92.7.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
Get ready for an unforgettable experience at Ute Mountain Casino and Hotel, the ultimate destination for nonstop entertainment in the Four Corners. From thrilling gaming action to mouth-watering dining, comfortable lodging, sports betting, and pulse-pounding bingo, Ute Mountain Casino is your go-to spot for live entertainment and now live poker at Ute Mountain Casino and Hotel.
Utah Navajo Health System is a series of community health centers providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Utah Navajo. With operations in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, Navajo Mountain, and Monticello, UNHS offers a remarkable variety of services to our patients throughout San Juan County and the northern portion of Navajo Nation.
Do you enjoy working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
My little touch on the catwalk.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Monday, February 5th, 2024, 9:26 a.m.
Yeah, and what a day. 32 years ago today, the number one song in the land was I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt by Right Said Fred. That's what we just heard. Boy, that's high-level music right there.
Yeah.
It was the debut song by Right Said Fred. The idea for the song came out when they were running a gym in London, and there was lots of narcissism going on. One day, one of the brothers took off his shirt and started singing I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt in front of the mirror as a joke. And next thing you know, that's the number one song in the land in the United States. Anyway, it's kind of a fun song. But I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt.
Wow.
Yeah. Today's National Weather Person Day. Hope Tim Root has a great day. He's been the weatherman for Red Rock for a long time. Great guy. Boy, the weathermen were busy this weekend. I like the creativity of the new terms they're coming up with, but this atmospheric river stuff is catching on, I think.
Yeah, good thing they coined it, otherwise it wouldn't happen.
Yeah, somebody was creative, and then they obviously had some pretty cool atmospheric conditions going on. But an atmospheric river, I like it. Singer Bobby Brown is 55 years old today. He was in New Edition, boy band back in the late 70s, early 80s. Eventually married Whitney Houston. They had a daughter, Bobby Christina Brown. She died at the age of 22. Anyway, Bobby Brown's 55 today. Quarterback Roger Staubach is 82 years old today. This is interesting. Technology entrepreneur Nolan Bushnell is 81 years old today. He's a Utah native. In fact, when he was growing up, he worked at Lagoon and kind of noticed people really enjoyed games. So he was the guy running the games at the Midway at Lagoon, the amusement park up on the Wasatch Front. And ended up going to the University of Utah, where he studied technology and gaming. And he started Atari, first video game company. Just had tremendous, tremendous success. It's so interesting to me. He also started Chuck E. Cheese. I don't know whether there were some links there between Atari computer games and Chuck E. Cheese. I guess when you go to Chuck E. Cheese, you play lots of fun games. But a very, very successful entrepreneur and had is 81 years old today. Hope he has a great day. He got a call, Steve Jobs. Nobody had heard of him. He called and said, I'm starting this company. Would you like to invest? And he turned down the opportunity to invest in Apple Computer.
Bummer.
But he had a good stake in Atari and Chuck E. Cheese, so that's pretty good stuff. Happy birthday to Martha Johnson and to Chrissy McBride. Two big birthdays today. Hope you have a wonderful birthday. Weekend birthdays for Helen Fuller, Cole Young, Tate Bennett, and Robert Redd. If you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info at redrock92.com.
Awesome. Thanks for those, Bill. Happy birthday to those folks out there. Hope you have a great great birthday. Well deserved. Once again, it is the morning show on 92.7. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. We'll take a break. We'll send you over to the on-air job fair and be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions, including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse cash register at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has an opening for a diesel mechanic at their facility in Moab. It's full-time work and pays from $22 to $27 an hour depending on experience. And it includes a great benefits package. You'll work on a variety of diesel and gasoline vehicles and equipment. Download an application online at swssd1.org. Or call 435-259-6314 for more information. The mailing address is 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. They're also seeking a dialysis manager, a radiology ultrasound tech, radiology department, and a marketing assistant. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services, radiology and ultrasound technologists, and a medical biller. Also, the Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade at sanjuanhealth.org. San Juan County has a number of openings, including a victims advocate, light equipment operators in the North and South districts, and a sheriff's deputy in the North District. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. Ancuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tourant role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment at utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
It's tax season, and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one, too, with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems, such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
The San Juan Credit Union, providing exceptional financial products in southeastern Utah for over 60 years, is proud to support our local high schools. With branches in Blanding, Monticello, and Bluff, along with an ATM in Montezuma Creek, access to those products is easier than ever. The San Juan Credit Union offers checking and saving accounts, bill pay, a wide array of loans, and much more, all on a full-service website and mobile app. Plus, they're federally insured by the National Credit Union Association. The San Juan Credit Union. Your money, your future, your credit union.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, February 5th, 2024, 9:38 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. It's time now for the local sports report. And yeah, it was a bit of a rough weekend for a lot of our local basketball teams. Taking a look here, let's start taking a look at of the 19 games that were played, only 5 wins resulted. Grand County Boys beat North Summit 68-64. Green River Boys beat Monument Valley 72-41. Nucla beat Sangre de Cristo 49-39. Dove Creek beat Uray 34-31. And the Whitehorse Girls beat Bryce Valley 48-20. Taking a look at the top teams in the area, the Monument Valley Girls lead the way in first place in the Utah 1A with a 15-1 record. The Whitehorse Girls are 13-5, ranked 7th in the Utah 1A. Dove Creek Girls are 8th in Colorado 1A at 10-2. Green River Boys are 14-5 on the year, ranked 8th in the Utah 1A. Mancos Boys are 9-3 and 11th in the Colorado 2A. Mancos Girls are 10-4, good enough for 18th in the 2A standings. It's the final week of the regular season for Utah 2A teams, so their standings have been taken offline, but the Grand County Boys were around 8th, and the girls were somewhere near 9th. I know San Juan was at 11th last I saw. There are a couple games on the docket to get the week started tonight, both Montezuma Cortez teams hosting Alamosa. So that's it for the local sports report. Let's take a look at the regional sports report. Basketball action over the weekend. The Phoenix Suns on a road trip. They dropped their game on Friday to Atlanta. And then Sunday, they beat the Washington Wizards 140-112, and former Wizard Bradley Beal had 43 points in the win for the Suns. Taking a look at Denver, they defeated Portland on Friday 120-108. Nikola Jokic with 27 points. And then on Sunday, Denver beat Portland again in a rematch, 112-103. Nikola Jokic with 29 points in that victory. Finally, the Utah Jazz over the weekend on Sunday, they beat the Milwaukee Bucks at home. Lauri Markkanen with 21 points in that win. All three teams are off for this Monday evening. So that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.